Can we put something to rest? Because I had somebody say to me about stingers. They said it's okay in shallow waters. Like if you just go up to your ankles, you're fine. And I'm like, you are not fine just up to your ankles.
Gentleman down at Buchan's Point. With his just sitting on the beach with his feet washing in the waves,
and then got stung on the base of his feet.
Wow!
By an irukandji, and ended up in hospital. So you know, it just don't take the risk.
Yeah,
it's not worth it.
I've seen people swimming in a Palm Cove too, like peak jellyfish season, and they're like, "Nah, it's okay because you know the
they don't sting locals."
Yeah.
Yep. I've been sitting here since my dad was here, and I've never seen a jellyfish. Okay, then.
Is it true if we do have some decent southeasterlies, they're less likely? It's the calm northerly winds which you seem to get more stings, or is that
here
just...
you go? You'll hear this first,
right?
So this is a world first, and my student's going to kill me for this.
Yep.
But we've worked up 9 or 10 years worth of catching data off Double Island for irukandji. There is no correlation with the presence of irukandji and wind.
Right.
What there's a correlation with is after 6 or 7 days of northeast breezes, it's hot, it's sticky, it's miserable. What does everyone do? They go and swim.
Right.
More people in the water, more people get stung.